ABC Radio Australia.
Welcome back to Pacific Beat. I'm Kyle Evans, and we're going to dive into some housing now because a report by the Australian Housing and Urban Research Institute has labelled the accommodation provided to workers employed under the Pacific Australia Labour Mobility Scheme. They've labelled it as dangerous and overpriced. After talking to Islanders about their experiences, researchers found there were widespread issues associated with the housing provided for Pacific labourers. Lucy Cooper has been speaking to researcher Todd Jones, an associate professor in geography at Curtin University in Perth, who says a combination of low pay and strict visa conditions is putting those workers at risk.
The farm workers we spoke with were mainly in Victoria, New South Wales, in three locations there. The first issue we had was that because the farm workers are quite reliant on their employers, it's actually quite difficult for them to speak to people about this. So we had to really build trust with the farm workers and work with someone who they knew well in order to establish the relationships we needed for them to be open about the accommodation they had. And so that really raises the first issue, which is the kind of control that employers have over employees in the PALM scheme. So in the PALM scheme, farm workers cannot leave their employer. If they leave their employer, they will basically lose their visa, and the employers provide their accommodation in most cases. So farm workers are allowed to seek their own accommodation, but this is quite difficult for them to do because they're in a different country. There can be kind of language and cultural barriers to doing that. So the employers have a lot of control, not just in the workplace, but also in their accommodation. There are guidelines for worker accommodation, so regulations that the employers have to follow when they provide homes to these people. But what we've found is the guidelines aren't really appropriate for people who are spending, in a number of cases, 4 years in Australia and then often even returning for another 4 years after that. We found that there was crowding in the bedrooms. There could be generally more than one person in a bedroom, but often four or six people. We found that there was nowhere to store any of the goods. In one case, workers were sleeping on their possessions because there's nowhere in the room. It's very hard to keep it clean. There was a lack of private space. So often farm workers are trying to maintain relationships back home. They're here to work for their families and to send money home. But there was nowhere for them to kind of have those private conversations they needed to have. We found there were weather extremes, both hot and cold, in the accommodation. And we also found that they were being charged, this is for sharing rooms most of the time, around $150 a week, sometimes more, sometimes less. And so these houses or even caravans, that if you add up all of the, all of those $150 that people are staying there, they're often, in my opinion, and I guess based on the evidence we collected, above the market rates that you'd expect for them. So they're often being charged more than you'd expect. And this holds up too in terms of the farm workers who actually had gone and gotten private rentals. They found they were cheaper, the conditions were better, and they were less crowded than the homes that are being provided for by the employers.
What do we know about the impact on them personally, on living in these cramped living situations, sharing rooms? Well, what does that do to one's mental health?
Yeah, we found there were issues with well-being and issues to mental health. In particular, I think the absence of private space in these rooms. But obviously, staying in inappropriate accommodation for extended periods is going to impact on people. And remembering too, they're also kind of working jobs which are quite physical, physically demanding, and sometimes long hours. I don't want to generalise too much here because it wasn't really a specific focus of our study, but certainly there was evidence of impacts on well-being and mental health due to these conditions.
What needs to change in order to improve the outcomes for these workers?
So, yeah, we have some recommendations which are directly relate to the PALM scheme. One is that a process be put in place for farm workers to be able to change employers. So that's an important step in terms of creating a better power balance between workers and employers. Another recommendation is that a second set of standards be put in place for people who are staying 4 years. So ensure that the accommodation being provided is of a standard that we'd expect in Australia for workers. We also have some recommendations about monitoring and enforcement, where there needs to be an increase in monitoring of living conditions, information provided to workers in their housing about what the conditions are meant to be like and how to address issues that occur within it, and also We'd like to see people employed in those monitoring positions that have the cultural capacity to work with those specific farm workers, kind of understand the culture of the places they're coming from and how to communicate appropriately to give them the opportunity to explain the issues they're facing.
That was Todd Jones, Associate Professor in Geography at Curtin University School of Design, and he was speaking there with Lucy Cooper.